Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning!
Hello, everybody. It's Tuesday.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party Tuesdays.
Tuesday!
Two for Tuesday! Steve-O and Mateo.
And Doug!
Three for Tuesday!
Three for Tuesday!
Crap,
it's Tuesday.
Really just didn't work.
Tuesday.
I thought I had such a good idea.
Nah, man. You didn't have a good idea.
I didn't at all. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. We are excited you are here with us.
Yeah.
We got a great show for you today, of course. We are 40 minutes away from New Music Tuesday. Your opportunity to vote on all the new music we get. We got a lot of great music to get to today.
We do.
You know, we got to talk to some AMP kids last night, the Academy of Media, Ministry, and Production, about Static Radio. And one of the very cool things that we do here, New Music Tuesday. Very rare that a radio station allows you pick the music.
I think a lot of stations allow people to vote, but we actually let people pick. You know what I'm saying?
You're picking the songs that go into rotation. So that's coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, of course. Got a lot of great submissions. We also got a lot of great phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take one right now.
Includes yours truly, Matthew from Albuquerque.
Yeah. Yeah,
good one, Matt.
Yeah.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, I know every day on this radio, it's not complete unless Steve-O Mateo come on the air during the week. That is not the complete thing.
That's true.
You guys come on.
We'd be missing a big chunk of the morning if we didn't come on.
Wouldn't you be sad?
So,
oh,
really,
you kidding me, guys?
No.
My driver wouldn't have anything good to put on this bus radio.
Ayo,
and Judy's listening
Jude.
Right now, guys. So
Judy.
Say hi.
Oh, Judy.
So, anyways, guys, actually, if you guys could do me a favor, she had a little prayer request this morning. It's for her father, Silver.
Okay.
He actually got injured yesterday. He fell again. So, if you guys could please out there pray for her father, Silver Sanchez. That's what they call him.
Okay.
So, it's for
Silver
her dad.
Silver Sanchez?
They call him Silver?
That's his nickname, yeah.
Like, hi-yo, Silver away?
Nope.
You guys are crazy.
You're crazy.
Well,
love you, Judy.
You know, I'll say again, Judy, they said they love you on the air. They said you too, and she said to have a good day.
Yes.
We will play you too. All right, have a great day.
Yeah.
So anyways, guys, hey, you know what, Steve-O? You guys talked about AMP, right?
Yeah.
What exactly is AMP? The only thing I know about is Remix, which is that Sagebrush. I know about that.
No, it's the Academy of Media, Ministry, and Production, where it's a 5-week course you go through with Peter Benson and DJ Bossman Dan. You get to learn about radio, the ins and outs, the day-to-day operations, the behind the scenes, the in front of the scenes, on the mic. That's how producer Doug got his job as the producer of the morning show, was through the Academy of Media, Ministry, and Production.
And that's why he's so good at it.
Yep.
He's really good. I mean, as a matter of fact, every morning.
I mean, you know.
What?
Yeah, every day when I call in, that's actually nice.
Panda.
He is cool. Thank you, Doug, for answering the phone in the morning.
Thanks, Doug.
You know,
thank you, Doug.
You know what? I'm glad they hired you. I'm glad they did.
We are too.
Hey, what would you guys be doing without Doug?
Nothing.
Crying a lot.
It would be hard.
Yeah.
And now you guys got someone there to help you out. That's good.
Yeah. You know what? In honor of Doug, I've already got the song picked out for this morning. So thanks, Matthew, for suggesting Jimmy Eat World Appreciation.
Yeah.
Because we just appreciate producer Doug.
We appreciate you, Doug.
Yeah, we sure do.
So
thank
you,
guys.
Go.
And I will talk to you all later.
There you go.
I want to dedicate this morning's call actually to a very special person out there today.
Mm.
It is to a lady's son. Her name is Vita Buchanan. That is my dad's supervisor. Her son was shot yesterday and killed.
So I send my
prayers out to her. I'm sorry, Vita, for your loss. Hang tight. Everything will be all right. This morning, this call-in is being dedicated to her, Vita Buchanan's son.
Thank you.
To him.
I'm sure they appreciate that, Matthew.
Thank you, guys. I will talk to you all later.
God bless. Hawks.
Go Hawks.
All right. Bye, buddy. Play the song. We got breaking news coming up right around the corner. It's going to be fun. Birthdays with Doug. This is Jimmy World Appreciation. It's Tuesday morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble.
Here comes trouble. Here comes
trouble. Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Howdy ho, good neighbors. It's time for breaking news. Today's the 14th of October, 2014. 10-14-14.
Nice.
Can't wait till 14, 14, 14. Today's number of the day is 3 times per day the average person washes their hands. It should be way more than that.
It really, really should.
You know why?
Huh.
Ebola.
Ebola!
Ebola. It's getting scary.
It is.
Talk about it in a minute. Esquire's named Penelope Cruz, the world's sexiest woman.
Huh.
Scientists have come up with a way to correct a person's digestive system and stop severe diarrhea. Swallow frozen pills of poop donated from healthy people.
Ew!
I saw this. I saw this on, like, CNN or something the other day.
Poopsicles?
Little pills with poop in them.
It's gross, man!
That is gross.
Oh.
The Attorney General of Louisiana is fighting to keep incinerated items touched by Ebola patients from being deposited in the state's landfills, despite the fact that experts say that incinerated products pose no risk of infection. Sounds to me like he's just trying to be a good governor. He's like, don't get Ebola in Louisiana.
Did you see it overseas where there are cases of Ebola where the family members are paying off doctors to change the diagnosis?
No.
Because if they have Ebola, they incinerate them. If they have something else, then they can do their religious ceremonies and like bury them.
Oh my gosh.
And so they're paying off doctors to enable families to bury them, like, doing their, like, you know, cultural ceremonies and whatnot. Yep. No bigs.
Well, yesterday, in these United States of America that we live in, the second case of Ebola, it's the first case that's actually been caught in the States, because the first guy came from Africa, West Africa, where everything's been going on lately, and all this. Now, this nurse girl supposedly was taking precautions, doing necessary procedures. Somehow she got the virus. So now it's kind of leading to all these other questions, like, I thought the CDC said it was very difficult to catch Ebola. This girl was doing all the necessary things that we know of, and she caught it. Plus, you gotta remember, this isn't in Macomb, Mississippi.
Right.
Where this isn't in Artesia, New Mexico. This is Dallas, Dallas, Texas.
Yep.
Which is a pretty advanced city. This is an advanced hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's at least legit. So it's just kind of concerning. Now, I'm not going to go and start being all crazy.
Right.
Because the Lord is in control. If he wants me to die of Ebola, he wants me to die of Ebola.
No!
No, I mean, that's just, it's like when I was little and I was scared of ghosts. And then one day I just said, you know what? God, if you want me to die because of a ghost, that would be the most ironic death ever. And I don't know how it will work. That's okay. I really did have that conversation with the Lord.
That's funny.
And when you know, you just got to leave it in his hands.
When you're six and you're scared of ghosts.
Yeah, I was probably 8. I could have been 14. It sounds like something that I would have talked to God about when I was 14.
Oh, man. What we need to do is get our boy, the prophet, Dave Slade, on the show.
Oh, my goodness.
Author Dave Slade wrote a book a few years ago called The Christ Virus. In fact, we had autographed copies that we gave for Charathon last year. And Lenya Heitzig, posted a photo of that book, and I was like, oh, snap.
Because
I hadn't thought about that book in this situation, but it's like prophecy.
Weird.
Man.
A rare Ebola-like virus gets introduced into the population. Now, in the book, it's skewed towards Christians.
Yeah.
Like they're...
Yeah.
But of course, you know, obviously in this real world, that's not what's happening.
But the funny thing is, it starts off trying to be skewed towards a certain type of people, but you can't contain it.
You can't contain
the strain of
Okay, yep. So pray for the family of this girl that got it. She's like a younger girl, and she was a nurse. And it says here in this article that it was more than, you know, like just a job to her. It was a way of life and more than a career. She was a very meticulous nurse. Her name was Nina Pham. And, you know, described by friends as deeply caring and religious. So it's such a sad situation. You know, can you imagine?
No.
Taking all the necessary precautions, thinking you're doing the right thing, caring for this person, and then you've got it.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it goes sometimes. So pray for her family. We're not about the fear mongering. She's only 26 years old. Man. She's a very devoted Catholic. She attended Texas Christian University. She comes from a family of very strong faith. That's a real person. Like, we're real quick to say, oh, Ebola, and we focus on the virus, and then we forget about the people and the families that are being devastated by this right now. And not to mention, the fear level of the people that knew her, that maybe have been around her. Because the Ebola thing, you either start showing symptoms 2 days after you got it, or 21 days after you got it, or somewhere in between. So it's a scary thing. It's concerning. And Christians, we should pray.
Yep.
Before we're, you know, going crazy on Facebook and building our bunkers and whatnot, we should pray for other people, too. Now, I'm not saying not to build your bunker, because if you got a bunker,
Give us a call.
We'll broadcast from the bunker. Yeah. Doug, bunker broadcast, he's about it.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, terrible. I'm just kidding. Pray for that girl, because that's a sad thing. A new climate study says that China should brace itself in the future for record-setting hot summers. According to a new biography of George Washington, he introduced the mule to America. Nice. China has approved plans for a new universal theme park in Beijing. The U.S. women defeated China to capture the world volleyball title. Hey-o! You just got served.
Literally?
Literally. McDonald's held an open session with the public through social media, inviting people to send in questions. Did you send in a question?
I did not.
I didn't even know about that.
I know.
I would have loved to have sent in a question. Samsung announced new technology that would make Wi-Fi 5 times as fast.
Really?
Too bad the companies are going to be throttling it, so we have to pay more, jerks. Hugh Grant says that he definitely will not do a Bridget Jones Diary 3, so forget about it. The Nielsen ratings people have admitted that a computer glitch resulted in the wrong ratings for the past 7 months.
No way!
Well, great.
I wonder if the ratings were real for The Walking Dead then.
I don't know.
They set a cable TV record.
That's what I'm seeing here. Let's read about it.
Cable TV record, 15 point something million people.
17.3 million viewers.
That's it.
Wow.
Dude, think about this. Like Arrow and those shows, remember how they were really excited because they had 4 million viewers?
Well, and also another record that it set, record TV ratings for the 5th season premiere of The Walking Dead, doesn't mean the 8th.
My bad.
Doesn't mean the AMC drama can't reach record piracy levels, too.
Oh,
the episode was downloaded by approximately 1.27 million unique IP addresses worldwide in the first 24 hours since its U.S. TV debut Sunday. Lots of people out there taking it for what it's worth. Come back, sheet of paper! Thank you. I dropped it.
17 million people.
It's a lot of people. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, cable television record.
Here's some more news on that girl that got Ebola. The dog belonging to the Texas healthcare worker who contracted Ebola will be spared. The decision by Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings comes after officials in Spain euthanized the dog of an Ebola patient, prompting worldwide protest. More than 400,000 people signed a petition pleading for officials to spare the dog's life. The actual danger posed by a dog who has been in the proximity to an Ebola-infected human is unclear. A study published by the CDC examined dogs during an outbreak of Ebola in Gabon from 2001 to 2002. The authors concluded that dogs could be infected by Ebola. Still, the study left many questions unanswered. In Gabon, several dogs were highly exposed to Ebola virus by eating infected dead animals and licking vomit from humans infected with Ebola. The study does not consider the risks of more casual contact between dogs and an Ebola-infected human.
Can I be really, really, really heartless for a minute?
Yeah.
I think they need to take care of that dog.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about the Ebola virus
here. I know.
We're talking about a virus, and the mayor's like, oh, man, remember in Spain the backlash because they had to put a dog down?
Yeah. No.
Ebola virus, bro!
I love animals so much, and it's really sad, but I'm with you on that. I don't think it's worth the risk.
I love my dog.
I know.
If my a family member contracted Ebola, I'd be like, Indiana, I love you so much. I'm so sorry for my loss.
But I've got to save the world.
But I've got to save the world here.
And you're a hero.
So, man, just know you'll be remembered as that dog. The dog who saved the world.
That dog.
Sleep.
Gonna make a man if it takes all night. Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Dog. Dog?
I love my puppy, I'm just saying.
Kim Jong-un is back after a 40-day absence that fueled rumors of a coup in North Korea. Kim Jong-un was spotted giving field guidance in a newly built apartment complex.
Okay.
But the news comes from the country's state-run Korean Central News Agency. There is no photographic evidence of his appearance. Dude, that's a mystery.
What is happening in
that's
the
a
world?
Mystery. There, yesterday was the craziest day.
Craziest day I've ever had.
Yesterday was it was that movie that just came out, that no good, terrible, bad day. Yeah. That was yesterday.
I got into a car accident yesterday, Doug.
Yeah, last night.
Night right after AMP.
We got in a car accident. We forgot to tell Peter about that.
Yeah, we did. And didn't we didn't
it didn't do anything.
I got home, nobody, and my wife's hurt. Like, you need to report that now. And then my brother's like, you need to report that now.
Did you?
Because
report
it was a company van.
Oh.
Therefore,
they've
gotten solid insurance because you probably need to get your alignment checked. And you probably need to get that paint fixed. I got rear-ended last night by a company van. Not going to say the name of the company.
Nah, but we've got your name, and we've got your license plate number.
Yeah.
We got your info, friend.
Yeah. So we were at a red light. And we're like,
we were at this red light, right over here. There, Jefferson
right here.
And Osuna.
Yeah, and we're about to turn north onto Jefferson. And the light turns green.
The arrow, turn light. The turn light.
So we're like, oh, we've got the green arrow, Oliver Queen. We must go.
Mm-hmm.
So we start going, and this other guy who was going westbound was like, nah, man, I just see a green arrow, and I assume it means I can go straight. So he starts plowing straight ahead through the red light. And almost hits us, so I have to slam on my brakes so I don't get sideswiped. And this van comes up behind me and just like, Gaga!
It was dumb, man. We could see full, like that guy, I guess he thought he thought everybody was going. We've all done it. A turn signal comes on, you're not paying attention, you see the person to the left of you start going, so you start pulling forward. Most of the times you've got somebody right in front of you, so you're like, it's just the turn signal.
Yeah.
Not this fellow.
Nope, he drove
thought,
right on through.
Yeah, he came right out to the middle, and it was so much. Luckily, we were going slowly, so we could totally slow down, and he stopped right in front of us, like, and then he realized what was happening, and actually glanced past us for some reason, and sped off, and then we found out the reason he was glancing past us is because we were about to get hit by a van.
A van was barreling to catch the green arrow and barreled right into the car that was stopped in the intersection, which was us, because another car almost hit us.
Luckily, nobody was going super fast.
Yeah.
We survived.
The paint's jacked.
We promised that we would never die.
Yeah.
At least I did.
So, you know, that was good times.
That's right.
That was really good times.
Man, what happened
it's one of
yesterday?
Like nine things that happened yesterday.
Here's something else that happened. A Scottish woman claims she is regularly possessed by ghosts, which use her hands to write letters. Catherine Kennedy claims her husband and one of his dead friends, we're not sure which friend, were able to speak through letter. Incredibly, she wrote the deceased friend's letter in Italian, despite not being able to speak it fluently.
Whoa.
Her husband told her he was amazed at her flawless translation. But Kennedy says she can't take credit. I just sit back and let them finish. Okay. It's an incredible gift. Ghosts can be kind sometimes, Doug. You have to let them decide what they want to do. Here's an inspiring story since we're talking about a bunch of garbage. An Iraq war veteran in Texas got a big surprise when strangers paid to have his prized 1965 Ford Mustang restored. Kelly Foster had been paying little by little to have his classic car fixed up. He bought the Mustang in 2005 after his first tour of duty in Iraq. Margaret and Timmer Martin were also getting their classic vehicle repaired when they heard about the soldier's store and decided to help him out. When Foster went to the garage to check up on his car, he learned the news. It had been restored to mint condition and had been completely paid for. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Somebody do that for my life.
You ready to take a look at traffic?
Yeah, we can.
Oh, man.
Man.
Yeah.
Talk about news. Talk about the day. No traffic going on right now. No accidents or anything. There is construction. Also, if you're at a red light and the turn signal turns on, don't go straight.
Just make sure the car in front of you isn't stopped because somebody else was trying to sideswipe them before you barrel into them. And then start flinging F-bombs at the drivers as if it was your fault that you had to stop.
Hey,
because
man, what are you doing? What are you doing, man? We had a green light and then I look up and it's red. Did you not see the other car that went through the light?
Well, yeah, I saw
I guess, yeah. We were stopping, so we didn't hit that car.
So what do you want to do about it,
We're good, right? Ugh. You're a short man. That's what I wanted to say to him. You're a short individual.
I knew it had been a long day, and we needed to just get out of the situation, because I kept saying, hey, man, you don't have to use that profanity. It's like, this is about to go bad. It's about to go really bad. We should just go and then file a police report later.
You know what would be better? If we moved on to birthdays.
That'd be a fantastic idea.
We should do that.
Oh, let's do it.
You know it'd be even better than that?
What's that, Doug?
Hey, guy, come inside. We got the driver right here, ladies and gentlemen. Come on in.
Look, driver.
Hi.
Look, man.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hang on. Let me lower this mic.
Look, bro. I obviously had the green light, but did you not see the black car trying sideswipe me?
I was checking my text messages, you know.
You were looking at your phone.
No, I wasn't looking at my phone.
I just got off work, man.
I didn't know what to do.
Look, dude, you can't barrel into the back of my car and then try and blame it on me.
I see green. You know, I'm going. I see red. I said, boom. I didn't know, man. I just got off work.
Intimidation tactics. It's not fair.
I prefer the GoBots over the original Transformers.
What? Oh, no. Oh, no. It happened again.
I got you, buddy. What are we going to do? Okay. We can't do what we did last time.
Okay. So what we're going to do, we just got to wait till the end of birthdays. Skate park right there.
What? Okay. Hang on. Doug, help me move this.
All right. Hold on. Wait.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Hey. Happy birthdays. Nothing. No, nothing's going on. Nothing to see here. Move along. We're good. Yeah.
All right, yeah.
So good birthday, Seth.
Yeah, birthdays.
Today, October 14th, 2014, day 287. There are 78 days remaining. First up this morning, a fashion designer.
I think the webcam caught that.
Calvin Klein.
Nope.
Ralph Lauren.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know my fashion.
Ralph Lauren was born before I wore him.
Polo Sport.
Ralph Lauren is...
Is that how you say it? Ralph Lauren?
I think so.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think Ralph Lauren is the way Mississippi says it. That's that Ralph Lauren.
74.
Why has he got a girl's name? Why is he designing clothes? What's his deal? He just needs a truck. I think he's 73.
75.
Come on, man. So close.
Starting to smell.
Woody Harrelson.
Nope.
Ted Danson.
No. He's best known for Judge Harry Stone on the 1984-92 television series Night Court. And then
Harry Anderson also made...
Yes.
Yeah! Was that the bald guy?
No, that was Bull.
Oh, okay.
Played by... who played Bull? Why can't I remember right now?
Yeah. I don't know.
Harry Anderson was the judge. He was the main judge. Gosh, that's awesome. He is 60.
Your third fiance didn't show.
Nope.
What a sad song, Doug. I do want to go where everybody knows.
I have
knows
never
my name.
Listened to those words,
Doug.
Before.
Speak for it yourself. Happens. Explain
it's
yourself.
It's life. It's a part of life.
Oh my gosh.
It's a circle of life.
We're gonna have to move this large trash bag. What'd you
so
say?
Heavy.
How
60.
Old did you say? 66.
He is 62 years old.
Gosh, I'm right there.
Dang, dude.
I have to get one today.
Next up, former Major League catcher.
Jorge Posada.
Nope. He is currently the manager of
Joe
the
Girardi.
New York Yankees. Yes. Joe Girardi.
Joe Girardi.
Number 28.
Well.
Start spreading the news.
45. He is 52.
Today, Joe Girardi is the big 5-0. Next up, an American actress, film director, and screenwriter, best known for playing Tyler Endicott on the 1991 film Point Break.
Who is it?
He
Who
played
is
Tyler?
It? You?
She played Tyler.
Oh, she played Tyler.
She did.
She played. I'm sorry. Okay, Tyler, obviously.
I've met one girl in real life whose name was Tyler.
Tyler also.
She spelled it with an
was
O.
Was in a movie called Tank Girl.
Oh, that
she
girl.
She was also. I'm trying to think what else Lori Petty was in. She was in A League of Their Own.
Yep.
Lori Petty.
She's in the second season of Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Hey, I don't want to see it because I saw a photo and I was like, no, Lori Petty.
No, Lori Petty. No, no.
Lori Petty, you don't understand, Lori Petty.
Oh, no.
You in Point Break, Lori Petty.
Hey,
her name's
congratulations
Lori Petty.
To Shauna and Jacob.
Yeah!
Yeah!
They're the baby! Our boy Jake.
Yesterday
and
at 1 o'clock in the morning.
That's awesome.
So we're a whole day late.
An actual birth.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Anna Lee Pointer.
Oh, that's the best.
All right. This person is 41.
Oh, man. 45.
She is 51 years old.
Chili.
T-Boz.
No, and an English actor, stand-up comedian, impressionist, writer, and producer. He's been in a bunch of films.
Michael Keaton.
But, no, not Michael Keaton. He was in Tropic Thunder, In the Loop, Hamlet 2, and The Other Guys. He was the Ponzi scheme guy.
Oh, crap. Ponzi scheme guy. I can't think of
the guy they were investigating for.
The British guy.
Yeah, the British guy.
I can't remember his name, but yeah.
He was in Tropic Thunder and he's a British guy?
Yeah.
Nope.
Steve Coogan.
Nope. You'd know him if you saw him.
Really?
You'd be like, yes.
What does he look like? Like he's 40s, 50s? What do you think?
I say he's 53.
51.
49 years old.
Ah. It's because he's British.
Yeah.
This is him.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah.
Next up, former Baltimore Ravens cheerleader, WWE wrestler
Michelle Bransford,
stars contestant,
what?
Former
Stacey Keibler.
Yes,
Stacey Keibler.
I seriously have a wealth of dumb knowledge.
Yeah, I bet. Gosh. Nobody knows who Stacey Keibler is.
I didn't know she was a Baltimore Ravens cheerleader.
Yep.
Didn't she date George Clooney for a little while?
And then she left him because he wouldn't marry her.
He wouldn't commit.
He said he would never get married, and then he got married right after that.
To like a lawyer.
Yeah. They say it's because he wants to run for office.
Is that girl he just married?
Yeah.
She's a lawyer?
I thought
she was a model.
No.
Oh. Okay.
Stacey Keibler's 36.
She is, did you say 36?
Mm-hmm.
37.
35.
Oh, man!
I'm right there, guys.
You're right there. Chris Farley!
Nope.
Oh
dude.
Current day.
He fell down forever.
Current
day. He debuted in September 25th, 2010.
Tyrion Killam.
He is best known for his impressions of Barack Obama, Jay-Z.
Oh, Jay Pharoah.
Yes.
Boom!
Yes.
Jay Pharoah is one of the few awesomes on Saturday Night Live right now.
Sadly, this last week, ratings all-time low.
Yep.
Oh. What happened?
I don't know.
When I was a kid, all I ever wanted to do was be on Saturday Night Live.
Because some of those, they're great. Like, I don't know if the writing team is messing stuff up right now.
But, look at the year. Like, the last 10 years before this were absolutely
amazing.
What sucks
is, yeah,
like, you can't, yeah.
That was because in the 90s, like, in the early 90s was just the pinnacle.
Yeah.
You know? And then in the late 90s, you had, like, Will Ferrell and Chris Kattan, and they were great.
Yeah.
And then the early 2000s were kind of like, I don't know. And then the mid-aughts, so like 2005, 2006, awesome,
yeah,
awesome. And now here we are, and it's kind of like, what are we supposed to do now?
When I was a kid, it was like the unreachable dream. Now I feel like we wouldn't go on.
We can do it, Doug.
Too good.
Doug, we can do it.
We could try it out.
I really think we could. I really do at this point.
I've got a skit,
man.
I've got a character ready. He's been on the show a couple times.
Yep,
I agree. Don't know his backstory.
Oh, man, it would be... Yeah.
No,
anyways.
No. My accent's too much.
33.
It would ruin... I can't do, like, accents, you know? Because my southern... I would have to train, like, every day.
You could do it.
I say he's 33.
He is 27 years old.
That's funny. That's what I said, 33.
I thought you said 35.
No, I said 33. 27, dude.
27.
Daniel Craig.
Nope.
Pierce Brosnan.
The lady.
Nope.
The lady.
The lady that played...
Steve-O's on the right track.
Oh, I am? Okay.
On the right track.
Timothy Dalton.
Nope.
Sean Connery.
Nope.
Leaves Roger Moore.
Yep.
Moore!
There's also George Lazenby, who did one James Bond film.
Lame!
Yeah.
Did you guys see who's probably playing the villain in the next James Bond?
I saw... I was going to say Batista.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Good on you, Batista. Guardians did you well.
Yeah.
He did great in that movie.
He was so awesome.
Yeah, his last WWE run did not do him well at all.
There is huge, huge Marvel news.
Mm-hmm.
Movies that came out last night. Huge. Doug, when I say huge, I mean like, yeah.
I told Jack last night, and his first thought, the very first thing he fired back was, so is Abraham Lincoln in it? And I said, no, dude. Like my favorite arc,
and
like,
you know there's a new Civil War arc that's happening in 2015, right? Did you see that? Man, we got to pull up a picture. Okay, how old's this man that we're talking about?
Roger Moore, 67.
He's 70.
He is 87 years old.
Okay. 87?
I was off by 20 years. I'm not on this morning.
Usher.
Yeah.
Usher got the beat, make your booty go bow. My booty's moving. I'm shaking my booty.
Oh, Usher. I'm a fan of that dude on The Voice. He's an awesome coach.
He's very, very, very talented.
He really is. So, Usher. Usher Raymond.
Usher.
He played the DJ in She's All That.
Yes, he did.
30.
I love it.
36.
Usher.
36 is correct.
Yeah!
Oh, sure.
I knew I was going to get one today, guys.
All right, your number one song today? It's
been... Yeah! Okay, I know this.
TRL. The height of TRL.
I'm going to say 96.
Another word.
All right.
I got it.
I'm sorry.
Hold me now and watch a hoodwink, because I make you stop think. You think you're looking at Aquaman. I send one fish to the dish, although I like salad. I can't remember. But.
That's rhymes. Bigger and rhymes.
Because I'm all about value. Bert Kempfer's got the mad hits. You try to match with. You try to homie, but I bust through. Can I make you break it, take it, make it like a sticky, nicky, jigger, like vanilla? It's the finest of the flavors.
Wow.
The vertigo is gonna go, because it's so dangerous. You have to sign a waiver.
Wow.
I used to know him like, bam.
Boom.
Okay.
Love's at a funeral.
Yeah, look. Summer 2015.
Wow.
Coming back. And look,
his
costume. Okay, so.
I say 96.
Yeah.
96. I say 96.
Got the rug burns on both my knees bent. Okay, what grade was I in 1996? Graduated 2001. So,
you'd have been
11th
in grade
2000, 10th grade 99, 9th grade 98. Okay, yeah, so I would have been in 7th grade.
Yeah.
Okay, so 96 was 7th grade. 1998
is correct!
Yeah! Boom! Nicely done. Nicely done.
Today is Be Bald and Be Free Day.
Okay.
It's Face Your Fears Day. It's Dessert Day. And it's New Music Tuesday.
Yes! Yeah!
Quick break. Coming right back. Your chance to vote on all the brand new music. We've got a lot of submissions for you today. Thanks to all the record reps and the local artists and the everything else's. We got some good stuff coming up. We do have a locals rule, so I'm excited about that.
We have a couple. Yep.
Yeah. Some of them's. We got some culture shocks for you. And a whole lot more because it's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No! Static.
It's a time for New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
It is that time.
Hey, y'all, it's me, Mateo.
I'm excited, dude.
Me too.
New Music Justice.
Yes, 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 yes.
Your chance to vote on all the new jams, or if you're an artist, your chance to get your music played. We got some good jams, Ming.
Hey.
That's the old one.
Hey.
We're good.
All right.
We kick it off with the locals rule.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have a couple on here?
I think there might be three. Let me see.
We got two. Boom, boom.
Yeah, we got two. Dose.
I like it. If you're a local artist, you would like to get your music played on Static Radio, check out mystaticradio.com. There's a locals rules section. You can submit an MP3. Tell us a little bit about your band. And we're going to play it.
Yeah, we are.
Just like this first one, this is from Rets, R-E-T-S. The song's called Out of Space.
Out of Space.
Rets is a 33-year-old hip-hop, rap, rock artist currently residing in Rio Rancho, New Mexico. Single is the latest to come from his lab, and there's more of all genres to follow.
Oh.
He also expresses his greetings to Steve-O, Mateo, Mitch, Celeste, and 2.0.
Thank you for expressing your greetings.
Not Doug.
Poor Doug.
I know.
He never gets any greetings.
Never, never greetings. Dig it or bury it, that's the way you vote on it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think. Should it stay? Should it go? It's
should
a locals
stay,
rule.
Should I go?
It's from Rhett's. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
You're gonna hear, I'm sorry, but we're simply out of space.
Rhett's out of space.
Out of space from Rhett's.
Not outer space.
No, outer.
Outer. Like that's what you're gonna hear if you don't follow Jesus when you get to heaven.
Or if there's no room left in the room that you're in.
We're out of space.
Out of space. Thebes says, kind of muddy production. Otherwise, mm-hmm. It has potential. Maybe add another layer of sound. Lose the effect on the vocal.
Yep.
That makes it sound like my speakers are blown.
Agreed. That's the first thing I said. It sounds like overmodulated. That it just is really
sweet, Doug.
Grainy and bumpy.
Travo says, I like it. Just not my idea of static radio. Bill says, Hitler had a dog named Blondie. No. Joe the Nanny says, not really my style. I want it to stop. Please make it stop. Matthew just simply says, no.
All right.
And you guys know Rhett's. He comments all the time. I'm sure he'll appreciate your feedback.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Thebes, for the constructive feedback.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, I agree. It's got potential. Definitely got potential.
Okay, this next song.
Yeah.
Here's the description. How's it going? Kayla referred to me.
2.0.
Referred me to you regarding submitting some songs to you guys for New Music Tuesday. I used to rap 7 years ago, even had offers from major labels. Right as things were about to get huge, I got saved because of the connection I had between music and drugs and alcohol. I quit music, for about 5 to 6 years. Recently, God's put it back on my heart to rap for his glory. I know you generally don't play a lot of rap, but my style is more Toby Mac-ish since I sing.
Over the air right now.
Over the air.
You can't hear anything because, yeah, that's good.
Can they hear online?
Yeah, okay. Online. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah, online.
And we're back.
Online right now. You didn't hear it, but over the air here in Albuquerque, there was an EAS. Those things are scary.
Yeah, and they just happen when they happen.
The other day, I was driving down the road, and it happened, and it scared me. It went, and I went,
Oh, man. All right. The artist is Dreg?
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 Dreg? I don't know. Dreg. We're not sure. We'll ask Doug. Doug had to run an errand.
Oh, good.
When he gets back, we'll ask him what
Dreg. Which
song this was.
All right. Cool. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
I just put a question mark.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static. Dreg.
We think.
Dreg?
We're gonna, you know what? I'm gonna look it up in the email.
Dreg.
I'm sure it's in here somewhere. Hang on.
Locals rule.
That's rare.
Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Items of possible community request. Suggestion and culture.
Tell
shock.
Us what you
talk
think.
About. Talk about. Locals rule. Okay. Now that's from. Here it is. Yeah, Dreg music. That song was either.
My plea?
It was either My Plea or Chosen. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, Dreg. Dreg is the name of the artist. Let's see what people had to say. Because I just put a question mark up. I was like, I don't know what this song is.
Yeah,
called.
Yeah.
We're not sure.
Mm-mm.
Because Doug's still on his errand.
Mm-hmm.
He's on an errand. He just went out for a bit of Aaron. Speaking of Aaron, next week we're going to premiere a song from Aaron Moreno's EP.
Yeah.
Because I was going to do it today, but I did not have time to listen to the whole thing.
I'm excited about that.
And he just kind of sent us the whole EP and said, pick whichever one you think would be best.
Yeah.
So, got to put some time into that before we can get it done. Look at that guy. Doug is the best. Everybody, if I could brag on Doug.
Doug is the best.
I want you guys to know he's the best.
Better than all the rest.
All right, Thebe says, pro tip. Never compare yourself to Toby Mac when describing your style. This isn't terrible, though. I'd like to hear some better music with the vocals. Good voice.
Yeah.
Adriana says, dig. Bill says, just because Blondie was Hitler's dog didn't make her a Nazi. Don't kill Indiana when you get Ebola. I don't like Toby Mac, so no. Thank you for your advice, Bill. Stefan says, ooh, that beat is fun, but I agree. I don't really feel like it has a static feel. Sarah says, nah, I'm good. Jeff says, bury, please. Matthew says, not bad, has potential.
There you go. Local artist, if you would like to get played on Static Radio, get some constructive feedback. You never know, maybe make it into regular rotation.
Yeah.
Recently, there's been a rash
Ben
of
Lowry.
Locals rule. Yeah.
The guy that sent
Daniel Montoya.
Daniel Montoya sent in a song. So it's pretty good. If we get like unanimous, it's like, hey, that's good.
Yeah.
Then it goes into rotation.
It absolutely does.
Stimson.
Oh, man.
Stimson?
I will say this right now.
Say it.
Last night we were doing a thing for Amp and we were talking about music styles and this and that and favorites. And my number one favorite song in rotation right now is A Locals Rule.
That's cool.
My number one favorite song.
Okay.
And yes, it is Stimson.
So
that is my favorite song we're playing.
Quick prayer request.
Okay.
Have you noticed since the update that the phone doesn't flip?
The phone is just bad.
Okay. Daverly says Summer is having knee surgery today, and he's asked that we lift her up in prayer.
Oh, dude.
She had a really bad wreck, like car accident a couple years ago, like terrible
car Daverly, accident. Lead singer of Waverly.
His wife, Summer. Yeah. And so he's asking, they're going in and they're doing a few more things, fixing stuff left over from the wreck, is what he says. So if we could lift her up in prayer. So remember that, pray for Summer, Daverly's wife.
The song, Summer Song.
Summer Song!
Summer Song!
Yeah, a few
That's
of you.
Literally...
A few of you used that for your first dance at your wedding.
Yeah, and that song was actually played live at Freedom Fest a few years ago.
And
because of all of the crazy
Summer
fans.
Song!
Summer Song!
There was one guy, the first time we ever came out here and played, and it became a joke. There was one guy in the crowd, the whole concert, he was going, Summer Song! Summer Song! And that song doesn't necessarily translate live.
Right.
So we actually reworked it and made it more of a Jimmy World ballad kind of thing. You know?
Yeah.
Like we listened to a lot of 23.
Yeah.
And then we said, let's do this.
Let's do this, man. It was fantastic.
By the way, Colin from House Heroes went to see the Futures Tour last night and sent me a video of them playing 23. Oh, Colin, I love you! I love you! I love Dave, too.
New Music Tuesday, keeping it going. The next band, they're called Core Captus.
Yeah, we played a song from them called Stop.
Yeah.
Recently stopped playing it because we played it so much. So it was time for a new song.
There you go. I like that. This is Heart Capture. Does it capture yours?
Let us know.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Listen to the bass work in this song.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stop.
Static. And that is the soothing sounds of Core Captus Heart Capture.
I love that ending.
Dude! Nice jam, dude.
Did you hear the bass work?
Yeah, I did hear the bass work.
Thebe says, sounds too good for Static. Gruff up the voice a bit. I see this being huge on Air One. Solid recording. I'm coughing! Bill says, nah. Sarah says, better. Sounds like it would be in a Kirk Cameron film, smiley face.
Hey, Thursday, 8:30 a.m., Kirk Cameron, half an hour on the morning show. I can't wait to have that guy
That's going
to
be a good time.
30 minutes we have with Kirk Cameron. He normally has like little 10-minute interviews, and I'm like, we're really going to need about 30 with Kirk, please.
Please. Can we have 30?
Please, can we have 30? I'm serious. I'm not joking. I'm not being facetious. I'm really stoked to have
dude,
that.
Dude, I am coughing right
show.
Now. I can't think about anything
Do you want me to hit
else.
You in the back?
Yes. Okay. Did it. Jeff says, dig. Matthew says, maybe not bad, me gusta. Sean says, dig static material. There's still something in my... It's part
I
of my
can
burrito.
Hear. Do you want me to lift you like I do with Brody? I can pat your back.
If you put your hands in the air, it feels like it works. I don't know if it's effective. Thank you. I won't throw up. Joe the Nanny says she likes it.
There you go. We got to take a phone call, too. Let's see. Static.
Good morning, brothers.
Yeah!
Love y'all so much.
Willie, how's your trip, buddy?
Oh, man, I am just rolled into Raton.
Welcoming to the show our boy, Wooly, who
yeah!
is headed up to Boulder,
oh, man, I love
right?
you guys. That last song was ballin'. I'm on my way up to see the Lone Bellow tonight. Boulder, stoked.
You know what? Do you have good signal right now, Wooly?
Yes.
Because we're going to play the brand new Lone Bellow song that's getting added today.
Mm. It is dirty good. I love it so much. Yes, yes, yes. All right, I'll stick. I'll do whatever you want. I love you.
There you go. We love you, Wooly.
Yeah, be careful, buddy.
Be very, very careful. Hang out. Enjoy the Lone Bellow tonight.
All right, and you guys keep rocking it. I'm running y'all on the app right now, and I can't connect it to my radio, but I got y'all sitting on my shoulder every time it goes to buffer. It's like the struggle bus. It's hard, man. But God, I love you guys.
Love
That's
you too,
great.
Willie.
All day, every day. Y'all have a good day.
You
Deuces,
too, man.
Mad love.
Better. All right,
buddy.
Willie, this is for him.
This is
for him.
Him. And
I gotta
him alone.
I gotta be honest, man. I'm not a super country kind of guy.
It's not country.
I know, but it's the most country thing I think we play on Static Radio, the Lone Bellow. But
probably.
I remember the first time I heard them, I was blown away by the vocals.
Mm.
I think this band is incredible, and they're releasing a new record. If I didn't have to work tomorrow, I would be in Boulder with Wooly catching this show tonight.
Oh, man, I want to hang out with
that guy. I couldn't imagine getting to see these guys live because they kill it every time I've seen them on like a late night show or anything. They're fantastic.
Yeah.
So
you know what? Shout out to all of our friends like Wooly and Thebes and Bill Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened to TJ.
I don't either. Our boy Stefan who listens.
Stefan, Joel the Nanny.
So many rad people who call in every day that make our show what it is. So you are part of the team. Awesome. You make it awesome. That's very, very cool. So
Matthew Lopez, that is a faithful New Music Tuesday person.
Yeah, he is.
He will not give up.
Did you say Bill?
I said Bill.
Okay.
I threw Bill. K.
I know.
Bill's better half, sort of.
I wasn't sure if we were going to include.
No, we're going to include
They are
Bill.
From Detroit.
They are. When they met my parents this weekend, I said, they're from Detroit. It was like the first thing I said. Bill was like, oh, that's how you enter. Okay.
I love the Petersons. They're some of the best people. All right. We got it right now for you. Brand new music from the Lone Bellow just released. The single only. New record coming out. This is the first song from it. It's called Then Came the Morning. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Wooly! Brand new music from the Lone Bellow. Then came the morning. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. That one going out to our boy Wooly, who is currently driving up to Boulder to catch them tonight.
Always awesome.
Yeah, dude.
Currently driving to Boulder. Always awesome.
That dude is great.
Perpetually awesome. Thief says, this is good. Bill blushes. Aw, shucks, he says. And then he says, okay. TJ says, moving New Music Tuesday to 7 a.m. lost him.
Oh, sorry, TJ.
I had to do it. Jeff says, not very staticky, Barry. Sarah says, move over, Temptations. LOL.
That's funny. You mentioned Marvin Gaye. Mm-hmm. It's very Motowny meets, yeah. I don't know.
It's like Motowny Americana.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Stefan says, good feels from this song, dig. Travo says, I see this being static material, dig. Matthew says, yes! Joel the Nanny says, I think I may have to be in a specific mood to listen to this, but I think I can dig it. By the way, thanks for the shout out. Love y'all.
What? We're talking about the other Joel.
Yeah, the other Joel the Nanny. No, we weren't. There is no other.
Thanks for the honey, though, because we used it for our sopapillas this last weekend when your parents were in town. That was awesome.
Yes.
It was great.
Okay, so last week we played a song that by a local guy named, well, he calls himself Glow House.
Yeah.
And we played a song that featured Levi the Poet. We didn't want to add it to rotation. It's a very long song. It's not really radio material.
Yeah.
And it's cool that the guy's from Albuquerque.
And he was listening.
He was listening. So then he emailed us and he was like, guys, thank you for playing my song.
But that's not my jam.
I have a song that would work out way better on the radio. And this song is called Aviary. It's from Glow House, the artist Glow House. And it's very from cool. I think it's called Rival.
His EP?
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, you can find that. It's not hard to track down. Just Google Glow House.
And we always link the artist on our Facebook page, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think about this one. Dig it, bury it. The artist is Glow House. The song's Aviary. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static. Glow House. Song is Aviary. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Local artist to the Albuquerque area. That was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I disagree with Matthew Lopez. He says no thanks, but he put up one of the funniest pictures.
You almost choked on your breakfast burrito. I did.
That's funny. He makes good use of the internet.
Yes, he does.
Kudos to you, Matthew. Again, I disagree, but man, funny. Thebe says, this needs some cover-to-cover love. Good stuff. Jeff says, Barry. Stephanie says, I'm not feeling well today, and this song is making me feel better.
Nice.
Double dig. I like that. Sean says, really enjoying Static Radio. Thanks to a fellow soldier. Thank you, Jacob. Casey Franks, dig this song. I guess maybe introduce. Joel the Nanny says, I prefer my vocalist to use words. I can't understand what he's saying. Barry, glad y'all like the honey. It's sweeter than you two.
No, it is not. Never.
Shut up, Joel. Leonard says, chiming in late. Good morning. It's Glow House. Dig. Stefan says, you already know how I feel about Glow House. Dig.
I love the way he spoke Glow House.
Spelled it all like German and whatnot.
Static.
Yo, good morning, fellas.
Yeah.
Morning.
What's up?
What's going on?
Oh, you know, just rocking some new music.
Shout out to you for being awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thanks, guy.
You're welcome.
Thanks, guy. Hey, guy.
We were just talking about everybody who calls in every day. Jets Guy and Rio, you are a faithful caller and makes this show great. So thank you for calling in and being part of it.
We have a huge list of people. And
yeah, there's a huge list.
That's
awesome.
Good. That's a good
Dimension
thing.
Shane.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I like calling in and picking on Sibo every now and again.
And I'm totally cool with it.
I like it.
I need somebody to keep me accountable to my manness.
Right on. Hey, that Glow House.
Yeah.
That's a bigs, man.
Yeah.
Cool.
Good jam,
yeah, that was
right?
Good.
Local artist.
Hey, are you guys playing Addicts with a Pen yet?
No.
Maybe next week, right?
What is that?
That's that 21 Pilots song.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Dropping the ball. You're killing me, Smalls.
I know.
Killing me, Smalls.
I'm sorry.
Kill me. You know what I watched the other day?
Sandlot?
I watched The Big Green, which has two of the kids from the Sandlot.
Oh, that was the soccer one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually started watching Arrow last night.
Yes!
What do you think?
It's so far, I got through, well, I worked last night, so I only got through like four episodes.
Get past season one.
Yeah. I didn't even watch season
one.
He
totally skipped season
one. Steve-O just filled me in on season one, and I started with season two. Season two is awesome.
Yeah, and season three is even better.
Nice. So, yeah, so far I'm liking it.
Yeah, it's good.
It's not bad right
Enjoyable.
Now. But. Yeah. If it gets better, hey, that's good
it
to
It gets way better. So just get through season one. It's good. Season one was good. I enjoyed it. But season two, whoo, man.
Nice.
So good.
All right, well, I'll let you guys get back some new music.
Jets Guy in Rio, love you, bro.
Hey, love you too, man.
All right, man.
Bye.
That guy. Awesome.
Hey, guy. Thanks,
Static.
Guy.
Hey, guys. It's SB.
That's me.
Oh, hey, SB.
Speaking of daily contributors.
Nope.
I'm going to have to kind of agree with Joel the Nanny.
Nope.
I told you.
All
no.
you girls
I knew,
out there.
I knew.
Yeah.
I like it mostly, but I love lyrics. And I feel like there was probably some really good lyrics in there, and I couldn't hear it, you know?
You'll just have to listen to it again and closer.
There you go. I like that.
Yeah, so that's my only criticism. I kind of liked the jam. I just like my lyrics, too.
That's good.
I get it.
All right.
Thank you, SB.
Thanks, SB.
Talk to you guys later.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number, if you'd like to chime in for New Music Tuesday. Going through, if you're a local artist, man, thanks, first of all, to all of the local artists who make Static Radio what it is by sending in their stuff, all the independent artists. You can send in your music, mystaticradio.com, under the Locals Rules section. Submit MP3s, and we'll play it.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ready for this new one?
Yeah, I'm ready for this.
I don't know if I'm ready for this new one, because that means if we play a new song, that means that...
This
the last
song,
one.
I know, but that last one was our jam also.
Oh, man, that was the summer jam.
It was our summer
Legend
jam. We got it a little late.
We did.
But here's the thing. They got a whole album of jams.
Okay.
And this is going to be the one that we rock all fall.
Not Locals Rule, but ties into local because our boy Tony Gambino, former frontman of Blessed by a Broken Heart.
Yes.
I believe his guitar player?
I think that's what he said.
Is the lead singer now?
Yes.
Of this band?
Yes, British guy.
And
or Australian or something. English.
The
English
crazy
guy.
Thing is, this band is really good now.
This band is really good. I had encountered Close Your Eyes years and years ago when they were more of the hardcore thing, which is just not for me. That's all it is. It's not good. It's not bad. It's just not for me.
There you go.
I mean, some people, it's the best.
Right.
It is all that there
is. It's the jam.
And to some people, it's like, no, this sucks.
I'm a huge Day to Remember fan, and so if it's not on par with that, then sorry, man. If you're in that genre and you're not even like half as good, then you just got to go.
Mm.
But I've really enjoyed what I've heard from this new record.
Yeah, and this song, it's called Trends and Phases. This is going to be our fall time jam, Doug.
Mm. Close Your Eyes is the band. Dig It or Bury It, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static! Close Your Eyes, Trends and Phases, Dig or Bury It, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Told you it was strong.
That was.
It's.
I was sad when I first saw it because I said, no, dude, that means
no,
the Legend
Kings
of John
Payne,
or yeah, whatever it's called,
yeah.
has to go away. I love that song.
Ashley says, life's a garden, dig it.
Yeah, man.
Put up a picture of Joe Dirt. That's me and Doug's jam.
Yeah, right there.
Doug, Joe Dirt 2?
Yeah. Yeah, make it happen.
Stefan says, yeah, buddy, this is nice. Dig. Thebe says, yes. Bill says, yes. TJ says, yes.
I like that.
Joe the Nanny says, not sure how I feel. Might be too energetic for me to listen to this time of year. Think this may be more Summer Jam, in my opinion.
Thanks, Joelle.
Thank you. You are the best.
You're a peach.
Bill says, in English accent, please. Or in English, please. That accent drives me nuts. No. Sarah says, 5 seconds in, and yay!
That's right.
And that's all we got so far.
Yeah. Okay. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Keeping it going through New Music Tuesday. If you're new to Static Radio, it's your opportunity to vote on all the brand new music that gets played on the station. Yes. You have a say in the sound of your favorite radio station.
Okay. This next band, this is a brother-sister duo from New Zealand. They are being called the next big export from down under, so like Lord and
Mad Max, Hugh Jackman,
Armadillos.
Yes,
I don't know. are those from? I don't know what you said, Doug. Anyway, Lord of the Rings. It's a brother sister duo.
Uh-huh.
I'm putting it in culture shock because I literally couldn't find anything about their faith. There wasn't anything that was like no.
Right.
In fact, this song is called Mother and Father. This is all about the singer, the girl, when she left home to kind of start her own life.
Yeah.
And it talks about how she doesn't want to wake up lonely. And it's because, and you know, the first time I hear that, I'm like, oh, she just wants somebody to sleep with her. You know, but she said in an interview that this is totally about leaving your family and learning how to kind of get out on your own.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people that listen to our station are in that place.
Yeah.
Because, and you don't have to be college age. It happens throughout life. You know,
absolutely.
Maybe you're somebody who's going through a divorce right now and you're sitting there and it's a whole new world, not in an Aladdin cool way. It's a very lonely place.
Yeah.
You're waking up in an empty home.
Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of where this song hits. It's called Mother and Father. The band is Broods, and this is going to be one of those next big thing bands.
All right, tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Team Austin Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Broods! Mother and Father. You know, the brood, an alien race that attacks the X-Men, and so we got to be very, very careful with that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does 20th Century Fox own the brood?
I think so.
I think they do. That's why they weren't in Guardians.
That's why they weren't in, yes.
Got it. Bill says, no cute quip or comment here. Just a dig.
Mm.
Cool. Ashley says, dig it. Definitely has a Lord feel to it. Joel the Nanny says, finally something I can dig. Put this in rotation.
No.
She said, please. Please
okay.
Put
well,
this
oh,
in rotation.
Oh, well then, yes.
I left it out for dramatic emphasis because I wanted Joel the Nanny.
Well, since she said, please, now we'll put it in rotation.
Thebe says, no. Stefan says, I really like verses, but the chorus sounds like every other song out right now. But overall, it's still a dig.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys, for your feedback. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It is, man, it's just before 8 o'clock.
Oh, no!
We still have a lot of songs to get to.
There's a bunch of them. What?
We got to take a quick break.
What?
But coming right back, we'll get to the rest of it. One, we still have 5 jams.
That's cool.
5 for New
hey,
Music
that's
Tuesday.
All right.
Stay close. Right back with more Team Austin Morning Party.
No!
Static.
It's a talk.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
All right, welcome back to New Music Tuesday.
Douglas Case, come on down! Woo! You're the next contestant on New Music Tuesday!
That's right, buddy!
Woo!
Yeah!
Come All on right. down, Doug! Are you coming on down?
Yeah, so excited. Yeah. I've been watching this show for years.
Yes. Oh, dude. Tell us about yourself, Doug.
Well, I am 25 years old. I live in my parents' basement, and I'm going back to school for the 5th time.
Yeah! What are you studying?
Just general studies.
Oh,
yeah, I haven't
okay.
decided on what I want to major
that's
in.
That's good, man. That's good. Well, listen, right. The next game we're going to play is called New Music Tuesday.
That's right. How All much right. for this hammock?
That hammock, how much?
Oh,
how
I'm
much?
Going to say $62.50. $62.50.
$62.50
for this hammock?
Yes.
Are you insulting us?
What?
This is a really nice hammock.
Did you think we got this hammock at a yard sale?
Do you see, both ends are made of graphite.
Target.
It's not. No.
It's Target.
No,
this is The Price is Right.
This is,
The Price is Wrong.
Cheap
stuff. Get out.
Get out.
Right. We don't even want you.
You're not
anymore.
On this show.
Gosh.
You go back. Go back where you came from.
That's why you're going to school for the fifth time, you loser. Go back to your mom's basement.
General Arts. My butt.
$62 for a hammock. Gosh.
$62.
It's more like, back to New Music
it's like
Tuesday,
$7,000 right? for that hammock. Dummy.
Love you, Doug.
Love you,
Doug.
You're not dumb. You're
right.
So smart.
No, you're the best.
I love you so
you're
much.
You're the smartest. You're our
if
producer.
If you knew how much I loved you, you'd
you're
probably get a restraining order.
This show...
All right, this next band is called American Arson. This is They Will Know Us By Our Love.
Which is good.
Yeah.
I mean, beautiful segue. From that moment to this, They Will Know Us By Our Love. John 13:34 and 35. Go read it. See Monster Morning Party.
Now!
American Arson, They Will Know Us By Our Love. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Welcome to the 8 o'clock hour and New Music Tuesday.
Yeah.
Got a lot of replies. Jets guy in Rio called in and said dig.
Sweet. Jeff says words are cool, but no, Barry. Stefan says nice vocals. I'm really digging the punk vibe. Bill said stop yelling.
No!
Ashley said dig it. Thebe says sounds like American Arson.
Okay.
And it does.
Tell
that guy used
think.
To, he was in Good Luck Varsity. He was one of the
like
guys
it.
That was in Good Luck Varsity.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. That is the format. You're locked in to New Music Tuesday, your opportunity to vote on all the new music. A new artist to the station played one. We've played one from them.
Oh, no.
And it was one that kind of hit us in the face
Punch.
On a New Music Tuesday. We weren't expecting what we got.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
I did, too.
So.
And this is another one where I'm like, oh, man, it's time for a new song.
Yeah. 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 City Rain is the name of the band, and you guys voted them in during a New Music Tuesday. We got a new track from them. It's called The Hearts. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static. Wherever you go, there you are. Hearts were meant to pump blood. City Rain, The Hearts. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Yeah!
Tell us what you think.
Let's see what people have to say on Facebook. It's loading. That's a stalling statement.
Oh, the queen of my life says, this song is dumb. Thanks, Mom.
Hey, hearts were meant to pump blood, Chrissy, not ice water. I don't know what that means.
I don't either. It's okay.
Casey says dig. Cassie says bury. Stefan says, oh, wow, this is really, really good. Uber dig. Greg says bury. Bill says, I'm getting jiggy with this one. Now there's a visual for you. Diggity, diggity.
Oh, man.
Oh, don't be so descriptive, Bill.
Yeah.
Thebe says, wherever you go, there you are. Deep. This is a win for me. Jared says bury. I think the vocal is, number one, it's still a little bit behind the beat. That's kind of their thing.
It's
and it's
really
kind of a weird... It's a weird dynamic, but for some reason, I think they've got something, you know? So I'm a supporter of that band.
So this next artist we found from our boy, Kenny Riley.
Yeah.
He runs Studio 150 here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus and is a genius behind the faders.
The faders.
He is Darth Vader in
studio
the studio.
Studio 150.
So an amazing dude, been in the music industry for many, many moons, and we were talking about... favorite bands, and I was introducing him to one of my all-time faves, G-Love and Special Sauce.
Hey!
And he pointed me to this guy and said, dude, if you like that sound, you should check this out.
Yep.
And really pointed me to this artist who's been around for about a decade now. He goes by the name Fink. This is a culture shock.
Just think about it.
Okay.
Are you looking too closely? Just think about
it. But a suggestion by our boy Kenny Riley, and we started checking it out, and sure enough, that dude knows music.
It was like, oh, yes, Kenny Riley, you are correct,
so
sir.
Brand new record just came out, and that's where you find this song. It's called Looking Too Closely. Tell us what you think about this culture shock. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. You're welcome. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. think Looking Too Closely is the song. Dig it or bury it, but honestly, please don't.
Oh, no, I forgot to post it.
Oh,
okay. Everybody loved it, Steve-O. Everybody loved it.
Tayo!
They loved it.
Tayo!
They loved it. It was so good. Everyone cried.
Static.
Can the spam.
Wait, what?
Amen, brother. Amen.
Can the spam.
Can the spam.
What?
That means he loves it.
Really?
No, negative. Negative.
He loves it so much.
So much.
Hang up on him because it's too much excitement. He loves it.
Thanks for the comment.
Later.
That's like my favorite song in the
world.
Dude,
morning. That's a great song.
I'm telling you, man. I found him through our boy, Kenny Riley, because we were just talking music and good sounds, and this guy's been around since, I think it was 04, 06-ish. He was showing me his older stuff because his older stuff sounded like classic G Love and Special Sauce. Yeah. And it was like, okay. And then he's got this new project that just came out a month or two ago. And man.
Floored. The name of the album is Hard Believer.
Yeah.
And I mean,
dude,
you talk about introspective lyrics.
Yeah.
That dude will punch you.
It was absolutely incredible. Yeah. My favorite song of the morning.
Sarah
so.
Says, love it so much, I cried.
Wow.
Rebecca says, I like the second it started. Tim says, dig it, or dig. Bill says, yep. Greg says, double, triple dig. Shauna says, love it, finally.
Mm.
And Michael Thebe says, good.
Thank you guys for re-encouraging the fact that you have good taste in music.
I'm telling you, that guy doesn't know.
I started getting worried.
When he says can the spam, to me, that means it's good.
It's good,
let's can
man.
It. Let's ship
let's
it out
it.
To the
yes,
people.
Because it's going to be
make
mass produced.
Make them have it.
People are going to go nuts because it's... Oh,
Looking too closely.
Come on, it's October. That is a fall
jam. Yeah, come
on,
guys. It's October. Speaking of October,
yeah,
it's time for a new The Wild Skins track, which this is another one. And it was like, but Remember is so good.
That's like your favorite
Remember
jam right
is
now.
My favorite song on the station.
Yeah.
Favorite song. Luckily for us, these guys have another single. And in fact, I think Runnin' was released first.
Okay.
More towards the beginning of this year, and then they put out Remember like a month later. And I felt like Remember was a stronger, like,
yeah.
This is who we are jamming.
The Wild Skins.
And this is a great follow-up song from The Wild Skins.
The only thing that stinks about it is their name's a little controversial. I know that, like, you know, the football team, that they you just can't be the Wildskins anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it really, really upsets a certain community of crazy people.
Well, I mean, so, there are communities out there that are upset all the time.
When I was locked up, they called me Wildskin, and it was like, you can't call me that.
They called me Wildfire.
Really negative.
Wildfire!
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 We have to talk about that controversy coming up. Ben Shelley, the president of the Navajo Nation, was at the Redskins game this last weekend rocking his Redskins hat in support of the Washington Redskins.
Yep.
It was very, very interesting. Of course, made national headlines. Anyways, we'll get to that.
We'll get to it.
Not during New Music Tuesday.
But right now, we're going to be running by the Wildskins.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Wild Skins running New Music Tuesday. Welcome to it.
Guys, that band is so good.
You love it.
They're so good.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Now I don't know. Sarah is the girl who cried.
Is Sarah okay? Sarah,
she didn't cry. She didn't cry, Wolf. She didn't cry. She just cried.
She's crying. She said, love it so much. Tears running down my face. I'm hoping that's sarcastic. Bill says, borderline dig, borderline K-love. I disagree.
What?
Tim says, dig it. So much love for these guys. Josie's voice is simply amazing.
Mm.
Thebe says, no. Joel the Nanny says, I'm loving this jam. This band may make it on my top five list. It doesn't beat Owl City, though. Joel the Nanny, you got to get off the Owl City train.
Yeah.
That train crashed a long time ago. You're on a ghost train, girl.
Yeah.
A ghost train.
Yeah.
And ghost trains, even though it's Halloween, are not to be ridden.
That's
more than once.
Yes.
With a paid admission.
Mm.
And it's usually too much.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb Cooper says, yes. Jeff says, repeats, too much. Casey says, dig. Chloe says, dig it. Travis says, I could be crazy. This sounds like Rascal Flatts minus the twang.
What?
I dig it.
No!
I guess I'm hearing something else.
Life is a highway.
I'm too busy hearing wonderment.
Final track of the morning for New Music Tuesday.
I want to talk about this.
Yes, please do. You love this band.
This band. Colin showed me this band. I haven't been this
Our boy
stoked.
Colin, drummer from House of Heroes.
This CD is so good. There are a couple of explicit songs on it, so it's not one that you can totally just
Definitely
jam out.
Definitely a culture shock. Right.
This is a culture shock. These guys are from Canada. We added a song from them a few weeks ago called Come to Light.
Mm-hmm.
Great culture shock.
Absolutely.
This song, too. I heard this the other day on the way to church. I was jamming the record in the van. I was driving the van.
Yeah.
And it's called What Are You Holding On To? And so I want you to listen to the lyrics. You got to notice the conflict between the concepts that are presented
okay.
in the lyrics. There's one line about Dirty Dancing. It's a reference to the movie.
Right.
And we can talk about it more if you guys feel like we have to.
There you go.
Calm down. But I just listen. This band, I can't tell you guys, this band is so good.
There you go. What are you holding on to? It's a culture shock. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it. Bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. R. Kells, what are you holding on to?
Yeah.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Nicely done.
That song speaks to the hypocrite in me,
yeah.
and I'll explain it to you this way. Number one, it harkens back to like classic rock. So you got Hall & Oates.
That's the first thing I thought of.
Still the one? That's what Doug said. Very similar. But the lyrics, there's a line where it says, you want to talk about karma, but it gets real strange when you bring up Darwin.
Yeah.
And then it says, what are you holding on to? Yelling up at the stars above you. What are you holding on to, saying that only God can judge you?
Yeah.
It's totally how in my life, you know, I'm like, I can do what I want because I'm a person. And it's like, but I'm a Christian, so I don't, you know, and
that
we walk.
Dualist
yeah,
flesh,
that dualist thing.
Flesh and spirit. Yeah.
We have to let our decisions reflect the spirit, like the life of Christ that we are trying to imitate.
It
we says
talk
be
about
imitators.
It. Yeah.
You're talking about Ephesians.
Yeah, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, be imitators of Christ as beloved children. I look at my son who just wants to do everything I do. He copies everything because he has such a deep love for his daddy. And that's the love that we're called to have.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, I think when we have sometimes hollow theology, maybe it's our youth pastor's theology, or maybe it's our parents' philosophies, and they're kind of hollow. It's not centered on the true gospel. It's just centered on something I heard from the pulpit.
Yeah.
But then they don't reconcile with what I heard on television, and so I'm going to kind of mold my, you know, you kind of mold your...
It's like your weird hybrid of ideas.
Yes!
And we all do that. It's impossible to not do that.
And yet you can't reconcile them when you put them up against Scripture, so it's like, what are you holding on to? What are you doing?
Yeah. Are you running around saying only God can judge you, but in actuality you're just doing whatever you want?
Right.
That hits me.
Yeah.
That hits me.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times as a believer, yes, that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Only God can ultimately judge me, but at the same time, that doesn't give me an excuse to do whatever I want that's hurting other people.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
And that's where that song hits me. It's like, oh my gosh. Like, I was listening to it on the way to church the other day, just jamming, because in my head, you know, you're still the one.
Yeah.
And Hall & Oates references, Billy Joel references. That's what Steve Lowry says. Sounds like Billy Joel. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Dude says, Hall & Oates cover band, awesome. And it sounds great, but then I started listening to what he was saying, and it punched me in the face.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, this band's so good. We're going to have to add another culture shock from this band.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the lyrical content, because on the other side, looking at it, you could even take it from a different perspective. We were talking about culture shock and the fact that art is so subjective to who is listening to it, because what I hear is this guy who's angry almost at God because of the things that are happening in his life. So he's yelling up at the stars above because everything's kind of crappy, or he's hanging on to bitterness or hate or anger that's destroying that person.
Yeah.
And so he's holding on to something and pissed at God for some reason, when really
It's his decision,
and it's his attitude that he's clinging to that he needs to let go.
Exactly.
Because as long as you hold on to that bitterness or that anger or whatever it is that you're holding on to and trying to throw it back in the face of God as if it's his fault, you're the one that has to change you're the only one that can change your attitude. You
totally.
Really are. You have to make a conscious decision to choose that attitude. You can come from a place of bitterness and anger and point fingers at God all day long, but until that heart changes within you because you're you're too busy pointing fingers at everybody else, man.
It's like we talked on Theology Thursday a few weeks ago. We talked about how all too often we try to intellectually, and it was Theology Thursday, so we're talking about like philosophy and theology and, you know, society, cultural influence and stuff. So we were talking about all too often how we try to intellectually just excise God because it's like, you know what? It doesn't make sense. And that's all I need. But more often than not, when we get in that place where we're saying, hey, God's not real because it doesn't make sense, it's because we're doing something that does not line up, and we are justifying that. And it's so easy to be like, well, I can't believe the Bible. So, and that's just like one of our scapegoats.
Right.
And I think that's part of the reason that it's faith.
Right.
You have to have faith. Because in those moments you have, it's so, and I am preaching to myself right now. I hope this isn't coming across as I've got it together. Because I'm here to tell you that I do not at all.
Right.
Not even a little bit.
Right.
But that moment, I do that all the time.
Yeah.
I do that all the time, day to day. And it's like I'm trying to, and that's totally what this song is about. What am I holding on to in those moments? Because I'm saying only God can judge me, but at the same time, I'm screaming at the stars above me saying, this is your fault.
Right, right.
You know?
Well, I mean, just yesterday, you and I were in a car accident.
Yep.
We were at a red light. The arrow turned green. We started to go. A guy across the way, driving a different direction, blew through a red light and almost hit us. So I had to slam on my brakes so as not to get sideswiped from this idiot who was going another direction.
Yeah.
In the meantime, the guy behind me wasn't paying attention and barreled into the back of us.
Yeah.
And slammed into the back of the Subaru.
Ugh.
And then he got out and started cussing at us because we had to slam on our brakes because he felt justified and like, bro, I just got off work. Why would you do this? I can't believe this. And then we had to say, did you not see that car that blew through the red light that almost hit me that we had to stop for? Well, yeah, I saw that, but why did you have to? Basically, not wanting to take responsibility for the fact that he just barreled into the back of us.
Yeah, he wasn't paying attention.
It is within us that we just do not. Our flesh does not want to be in the wrong ever. So rather than be in the wrong, we try to excuse what we do if it doesn't line up with God, because you're right, it's so much easier just to say, God can't exist, when really we just don't want to have to pay the penalty.
We don't want to deal with
the
existence.
We don't want to deal with, or the consequences for whatever lifestyle we're living in. Mm-hmm.
Because as soon as we admit that God exists, the next thing is, does he care about me?
Mm-hmm.
And then, if you read the life of Christ and you see how he does care, then you are morally responsible for your actions.
Mm.
And so it's a lot easier for people to say, wait a second, if I get off, you know, at this stop, I don't have to go all the way down the road.
Right. Yeah.
And that road is paved with good intentions. I'm just kidding.
And there's your new music too.
Yeah, thanks for participating, everybody.
Absolutely. Coming up, we got something. I know we do.
Oh, we got tons of stuff, man.
We talked about it.
Yeah,
gosh,
we did.
Yeah, we got a Spanish-speaking parrot.
Hey, we got Kirk Cameron on Thursday.
We are so excited.
Yeah, so be thinking of questions.
We'll post at facebook.com/mystaticradio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
You know when you hear the traffic bumper around 9:15 on Tuesday that we're back. It's 9:20.
Yeah.
It's okay, guys. The only thing we're looking at is the construction I-25 in Paseo. We have the I-25 frontage road north that runs between Osuna, San Mateo, and Ellison. That is reduced to one lane. The on-ramp I-25 north at Jefferson is closed. And road construction roadway reduced to two lanes, Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard Southwest. That's your look at traffic. I don't know what's so funny, because this isn't.
Traffic brought to you by Mitch. She's in the background reading a BuzzFeed list.
It's that one I put up yesterday.
It is.
Man.
Oh, man. Also brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast Coffee Shop here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. 6'9".
My mom just texted me and said she loves me and she's so proud of me.
I love you too.
Update. Her, still proud.
Okay.
Doug?
A British-speaking parrot called Nigel went missing for 4 years.
Oh, yes, Nigel.
Nigel lived in Torrance, California
with his from British
Britain.
Owner.
I'm British!
I'm British!
Darren Chick flew away one day in 2010 and was gone.
Gone.
So long, he was given up for lost.
You've got a spot-on accent, Darren.
Oh, right-o.
Right-o.
But in a case of mistaken identity,
yeah.
Nigel was returned to another pet owner who also was looking for the African grey parrot.
Yes.
And was able to pass him on.
Pass him on, yeah.
However, during his long absence, Nigel,
yeah.
the grey parrot,
from
who
Britain.
Had the British-sounding accent,
yes.
had forgotten his British roots, and
no.
he came home and was like, Orale, bro. What's up, man?
So, Espanol.
I'm Nigel, bro. My
Espanol.
Name is Nigel. ¿Qué pasa, bro?
It's Nigel.
I'm Nigel.
I'm Nigel.
Nigel, the Spanish bearer, bro.
Yeah, ¿cómo está, man?
True story. Nigel, who was missing for 4 years, a British-sounding parrot, came home speaking Spanish.
That's good. Let me see this thing. You telling me there's a parrot out there who can speak more languages than me? Yeah, right.
Yep.
Come on now.
African grey parrot. Apparently really smart. Smarter than us.
What?
Left home with this British sounding accent, came home speaking Espanol. It's true.
Okay. When the mistake emerged, okay, after hearing Nigel making noise outside of her house, she took him in, searched for potential owners. This is the lady that found him. A local business owner named Julissa Sperling.
Yeah.
So she found this bird just out and about in the wild. Instead of the actual owner, she found an ad put out by Teresa Miko, a local vet. When the mistake emerged, Miko noticed that Nigel had a microchip, used that to find Chick and reunite the two. So the Darren Chick, the original British owner, that's how he got the thing back.
Incredible.
So rather than swapping pleasantries in English, the bird now fires off "¿Qué pasa?" to passing humans.
This is real!
Sperling, a Panamanian who speaks Spanish, said Nigel might have picked up some of her phrases while waiting in the shop. She said he was the happiest bird. He was singing and talking without control. He was barking like the dogs. I'm from Panama, and he was saying, "What happened?" in Spanish. However, when Sperling handed Nigel over to Teresa Miko, a local vet, she realized he wasn't the right bird. Miko had been searching for her own African gray parrot, Benjamin, who flew away this February. Okay, so I guess the shop owner lady had lost a bird.
Yeah.
This guy, Darren Chick, had lost his bird. That then they got the crosshairs fixed. They got them swapped. And this is nuts.
Could you imagine you have this parrot that you have trained who has refined speech?
Excuse me, sir.
Some
might I please have a cracker?
Some birds just want to watch the
Excuse
world
Excuse me, sir, please.
Did he sound like Michael Caine?
He did.
Like Cockney?
Did. Nigel, might I please have a cracker, sir?
Cockney. That's
please.
What he was.
Might I please?
Just a bit of a cracker,
Wait,
please.
Did he sound like the Beatles birds from the old Disney?
Yes.
Hello, Bo.
The Bertles.
The Bertles.
I'm the Bertles.
Hi, my name is Nigel.
Hello.
I just want to sit up here in this tree and do what I want.
I will go away on sabbatical
Give
for
me
a few years.
That tea right there and I'll drink it. That's what I'll do. I'll just sit up here and watch the sunrise and the sunset.
And then they came back sounding like the hyenas from The Lion King.
Orale!
Say it again.
Orale, who got that corona?
Mufasa.
Like, dude, my bird used to eat crumpets and tea.
Did you just offer the bird a beer?
No, the bird wanted to crack mine open.
I thought you said corona.
Orale, coronitas.
Woo! I want to go to Taco Cabana.
I spent $12,000 getting this bird refined, and now he's rocking coronitas and frijoles.
What happened?
What happened to my bird?
My bird is Espanol. How do you say take it back in Espanol? My bird is El Nino. Spanish for the Nino.
That's Chris Farley. Copyright. Whenever.
Oh, and then he fell down forever. That's the
listen,
joke that just keeps
listen.
On giving.
That's right.
Oh, man. True story. It happened. I wonder what the owner's going to do now.
Probably give the bird to someone else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's another pet story.
This is the best.
Not so much a pet story.
Oh, man.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
A couple on a fishing trip off of Florida got an unexpected surprise when a dolphin jumped in their boat.
Whoa, dude.
Flipper
is back for revenge.
Billy and Kitsy Wise from South Carolina were enjoying a day on the sea off... Good grief, what's that word? Homosassa?
Mufasa. Say it again. Homosassa. Say it again.
When it happened, Billy Wise said the couple was watching a group of 12 to 15 dolphins surfing in the boat's wake when they heard a loud noise. Turning around, they discovered the dolphin, estimated to weigh between 400 and 500 pounds, landed on two boat chairs that he and his wife had just vacated. When reached for comment, the dolphin said, "I just wanted a beer." Alcoholic dolphin. The big mammal ended up right next to Kitsy, briefly pinning her legs against the side of the boat before she managed to escape to the bow.
Gosh.
Off the port bow! The captain of the charter boat told the Wises to keep out of the dolphin's way, radioed other boats for help eventually. Rescuers managed to use towels to lift the dolphin over the side of the boat and back into the water.
Could you imagine?
Yes.
And then all his dolphin friends are like, "What an idiot." They're all like jumping along the side like, "Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. Look at Jeffrey, bro.
Hey, Jeffrey guess what?
In the boat.
You're still not
what?
Echo the Dolphin.
What
Plus,
an
that
idiot,
was a video
bro.
Game.
Good
idiot.
Job, man.
Sega Genesis went out with the 90s. Jeffrey, you're not Echo.
Jeffrey the Dolphin has got to be the dumbest dolphin I've ever met. Good job, Jeffrey.
God, Jeffrey.
Gosh.
What do you think you're doing?
We jump along the side of the boat, not into it, you idiot.
Idiot. I know your cousin works at SeaWorld, but come on! You're never going to be your cousin! Todd is a fantastic dolphin! And you suck, Jeffrey! You suck! Stay up there! Oh, they're lifting him out with towels. Are you okay?
You okay,
Jeffrey?
I touched
okay.
the butt. Finding Nemo. We have just referenced like five different Disney / Pixar films. Thank you and good night. That's how we do, man. You love it.
You love it.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static!
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Let's take a look at traffic. We have construction at I-25 in Paseo. And with that comes a lot of other headaches, including I-25 Frontage Road North between Osuna, San Mateo, and Ellison Street. That's reduced to one lane because of construction. The on-ramp at I-25 North and Jefferson is closed, so please don't use that. Also, road construction roadway reduced to two lanes, Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch Coffee Shop here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. Serving up scones, if you're into that kind of thing, and burritos,
yeah.
If you're into that kind of thing as well.
I can't roll my R's.
Sorry, bro.
It's okay.
It's a Spanish thing.
I'm from the redneck capital of the world.
Or apparently a California parrot thing, if you just heard our last segment.
Wait a second.
What?
We got a letter.
We got a letter?
We did.
From time to time, we get fan mail. You can send us yours. studio@mystaticradio.com. Make sure when you send it, you include your email address so we can get back to you.
If you want.
Yeah, we love hearing from people. Maybe you are listening this morning and something spoke to you and you needed to tell us about it.
This email doesn't come from, well, it comes from somebody, but we don't know who because they retracted their name.
Oh, what about the email address?
It looks made up.
Oh, cool.
Okay, cool. So, comments. British parrot stereotype much? This piece was offensive and racist.
Ah.
Spanish does not mean cholo. Spanish persons from Spain and Latinos from other parts in Latin America do not necessarily sound like cholos. Why is British considered refined and being Hispanic / Spanish / Latino or a cholo not equally as valued and considered as refined? No, that went too far. I don't think this was fan mail.
I don't think so either.
I think we got confused.
Here, we're going to make a phone call real quick.
Okay. Who are we calling?
Well, unfortunately, we just did a break where we talked about a parrot who is refined and British because those smarter people are so refined. And then he came back with the Spanish accent, and obviously we were just mocking Spaniards. So I'm calling somebody.
Hello.
Hello, good morning, Spanish mother.
Oh.
How are you this morning?
Hey, Miss Dorothy.
I am doing wonderful. Good morning.
Welcome to the morning show. We just, if you would prefer to speak in Spanish this morning, we're doing a segment on how British people are smarter and more refined than Spanish people, and we're being racially offensive to those who don't understand that I'm Spanish.
Well, you are half Spanish and half English.
Which is interesting because apparently I'm saying my dad was much smarter and more refined than you, Mom, because the British side apparently is refined and the Spanish side were just a bunch of idiots. So
No. The Spanish side has lots of romance, a lot of pride.
That's right. We do.
I would think, especially being a Christian,
absolutely,
a lot of wisdom.
Speak
well,
it,
here's the deal, guys.
Not taking anything away from your dad, because your father was a Christian, and he loved the Lord.
He did.
So, that was most important thing of all.
Okay,
you know?
We just wanted to mockily get back to this email.
Well,
we got an email.
We got an email, and we just did a story about this parrot. That was
a refined parrot.
It spoke in an impeccable British accent.
Mm-hmm.
It was returned to the Californian owner after 4 years, but the parrot now speaks Spanish because it was in a shop owned by a Panamanian person.
Yes.
Who spoke Spanish.
This is a true story.
Which we thought was funny.
We thought it was hilarious.
But somebody got mad because they thought we were putting British people over Spanish. Spanish Latino.
Right, Mom?
Here's my message to the person that's upset. Hey, at least you're not from Mississippi and a total redneck.
Like you.
Like me. Everybody's got me beat. If anybody wants to get offended, I'll get offended.
Yeah.
At my own state and myself, because I grew up in the country and I sound like an idiot. How about that?
Oh, you guys are too funny.
How's the weather in Arizona?
People. I love Arizona.
Yeah.
You finally
got away from New Mexico where all those Spanish people are. Oh, wait, we're Spanish!
Steve-O.
Can I drive it home anymore that my first language was Spanish and that we weren't meaning to offend the Spanish culture because that's my culture?
Okay. We thought it was funny. Yeah.
Well, your mama learned Spanish before English.
Yeah.
And, I'm proud of my heritage, I'm proud that you have part of me and part of your dad, because he was an awesome, awesome person.
Yeah.
And he was very smart.
Yeah.
That's
very obviously
wise,
where I got my smarts from, the British side.
Yeah, well.
Find the British side.
No.
It's kind of mixed up, okay?
I'm just kidding, Mama.
Thank you, Miss Dorothy.
Would you like to exit in Spanish? What would you say to the people out there, Mama?
Oh, to the people out there
listening, would you like to bless them this day?
Well, let me see.
What would you say?
Buenos días.
Ah.
Y vayan con Dios.
Go with God, bro.
Be with God. All day, all night, on a daily basis, on an hourly basis.
That's right.
On a minute basis, because he's the only one that can save us.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right, Mama.
I love you, mi amor.
I love you too, Mama.
Have a great day.
You too, Spanish
and
Mama.
Bye, Matt. Have a wonderful day too.
Love you.
Okay, love you guys.
Right. Bye.
Take care.
Okay.
Bueno. Bueno, bye.
Bueno, bye.
Bueno, bye.
There you go. That's the way that people say in Las Vegas, New Mexico.
Well,
when on by, that's what everybody would say.
I think we need to change our definition on fan mail, because I don't think
someday maybe we'll get some fan mail.
I don't think so, man.
Let me say this, and I don't mean to mock, but I kind of do. Anytime we get fan mail, it's always great when we get a name or an email, because we'd love to actually truly respond in a kind way so that we can discuss things. But usually when it comes from a stance of mockery and not putting your stamp on your name on it, then maybe you're just not strong enough enough in that conviction that you don't even care enough to give us your name? I'm strong enough in my conviction as a half American, half Spaniard.
Or Hispanic. You would be Hispanic.
Oh yeah, dude, my heritage, my family is from España. My family is from Spain, and so
guys,
thanks for thinking we were being racist,
Mississippi.
Though. Well, that's why
I lose.
Maybe that's what it is. Bad company corrupts good moral character.
I'm sorry, buddy.
I was never called racist until I started hanging out with the dude from Mississippi.
Gosh, guys, I'm not a racist.
Static.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hola.
How's it going?
Good.
It's going.
Hey, no, I just I like to make a comment. I mean, I didn't hear the whole story though, but you know, I'm Spanish, and I don't think people should get offended. This is New Mexico. This state is like 90% of the people speak right. English and Spanish. Mm-hmm. Some of us have a funny accent. Some other people don't, but yeah. I think it's cool.
I mean, at least when you guys talk, people don't look at you like you're slow. If I talk in front of anybody, they go, oh,
he's special.
Well,
he's special.
I get that look sometimes because, you know, my first language is Spanish.
Yeah.
So when I try to say something, it comes out half English, half Spanish.
Yep.
And people are like, what are you trying to say? And like, you know, it's kind of funny, though. It's not offensive. It's not racist. It's just, this is our culture here in New Mexico. You know, Spanglish. That's it.
Well, thank you for calling,
thank
buddy.
Thank you so much, right. And thank you for your Spanglish. It's perfect.
Appreciate it.
All right.
All right. God bless you, man.
All right.
We just got another email from Julian, subject to Mater. I was watching Cars this morning, and all I kept thinking was, is Mateo the voice of Mater? No! No! I'm not!
That's racist.
I do identify
rednecks.
With him a lot, but that I'm not his voice.
That is racist against rednecks.
Oh, people are going to get offended by something.
You know, and that's the thing. People are offended by the changing of the wind. And
if you're going to get offended by anything at this station, be offended by the fact that we think Jesus Christ is the only way to know God.
Amen.
Because that's the big one.
Gospel is an offense. That's what the Bible says, and that's absolutely it, and that's what we hang our hats on. Everything else, we're just being stupid and having fun and... I apologize to the person who emailed in and said we were being racist and offensive. I promise you that is not the case.
That wasn't the intention.
Talk to my grandparents who only spoke Spanish.
Yeah. They'll tell you in Espanol and I won't be able to understand a word of it.
That's right. That's why growing up I spoke pretty great Spanglish. So there you go. Final call of the morning. Static.
Yeah, hi. I was just calling in to say, you know, I know you guys probably get a lot of criticism for, you know, they hold on to your every word.
Yeah.
Just because you're, you know, mainstream media and everything like that, but it's, I want to actually thank you guys because I was, like, completely convicted this morning. Like, it was like a bomb dropped on me when you guys were just playing a song for Culture Shock and then you started talking about people's attitudes and attitudes towards God, and you guys, like, completely, like, just hearing that conversation, and you guys were just having basic conversation, and, just interjecting a song, like, I mean, that was it, just adding another song to the list, and to me, it was just completely overwhelming, convicted, and really, like, kind of dropped a bomb and kind of held a mirror up, and if God really just, like, you know, intervened and shifted in my life to where it was like, you know, this is you, dude, like, you know, you're the one with, you know, you have the attitude problem, you have that self-righteous attitude or that anger, and it's like, it really just held a mirror and dropped a bomb on me to where it was like, it really made me recognize things in myself that I haven't felt in years.
Dude,
and
that's
you guys
awesome.
Get criticism for everything, man, but I just wanted to say thank you. And you guys are being used, dude. And you guys are doing an amazing job. And that, to me, was a huge impact on my life. And I feel like, you know, I wish I wasn't at work right now so I can just get, you know, just one-on-one with God and just, you know, repent for what he's revealed through you guys, you know, of issues I have that I didn't even really realize what they were.
Dude,
you guys do an amazing job.
You can do that right now with the Lord. You know, it doesn't have to be in a church. It doesn't have to be in like a quote-unquote holy place because obviously the Lord is with us always. And don't wait. If God is touching and tugging at your heart, man, right on. And I will say this. We will take all of the criticism in the world, and we will also never take any of the credit because it's only Jesus Christ that can do that. And so I'm thankful that the Holy Spirit used us to touch your heart this morning. I pray that you roll with that. Don't let that wash away and just kind of, that was a spiritual moment this morning and I'm just not going to do anything with it. Allow it to impact your heart and do great things in you because that's exciting that God moved in you this morning.
Thank you so much, dude. Yeah, you guys have a great day.
You too.
God bless you, dude. Thanks.
Cool. Yeah, you know, right. People get offended about what they're going to get offended about. Again, if you're the person that emailed in anonymously and said that, you know, it was too far, we weren't trying to cross the line. We were just doing a funny little bit and not trying to give a commentary on racial inequality and who was better than who. But, you know, and at the same time, we're not justifying it by saying, oh, yeah, and we're God's representatives, so we can be racist when we want. Because I come from a state where people did that for a long, long time. Yeah. And that's not right. Totally not what we're doing. Sorry if you were offended, but it was not our intention to be offensive.
The best part is, truly, my ancestors come from England on my father's side and from Spain on my mother's side. So apparently, like, I was being the stereotypical me on both ends. I don't even
know.
How
could you be you?
How could I be
you? Hey,
me?
Man, you hey. Be you. Hey, just you be you, man.
Man, yeah.
Thanks, man. There's,
all right. There
Again,
you go.
No offense, man. We hope that you either just keep listening and realize that, or maybe you just give up on us.
There
whatever.
You go. And if you do, there's some other great radio stations out there for you to listen
there
to.
There are!
However, if you missed any part of the show, including our amazingly racist parrot, apparently, check out the podcast, because we're going to include it at mystaticradio.com/mornings. We gotta go.
We gotta
go. Out. But we're leaving you. Coming right back with a culture shock for our dear, dear friend Paul in Houston.
Shout
tore
out.
Tore his ACL.
Yeah, man.
Sadness. So coming right back, we got some Foo Fighters. It's called Walk.
He asked for this song, person that's easily offended. He asked for this song.
No, I'm offended! It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.